Good morning. We continue with Maseches Shviyos and Perek Zayin. We're up to Mishnah Gimel. We've been discussing up until now different types of fruits that have Kedusha Shviyos, and if you sell them, the value of those fruits, the money then is Teifis, the Kedusha, the money then becomes Kadosh. Now the Mishnah is going, we're going to go on a slight tangent over here, but we're going to mention some of the halachos of Kedusha Shviyos and some of the things that are relevant to it. Mishnah Gimel starts as follows. Klipei rimayin v'hanetz shalai. So the skin, the peel of an olive, v'hanetz shalai, that little flower that grows up on the top. Klipei agayzim, the shell of walnuts, v'hagalinim, and the seeds inside. Yesh lahem shviyas luzvehem shviyas. They are kadosh b'kedusha shviyas, and what you sell them for, now that money takes on the Kedusha Shviyos as well. Now, the Rishonim explained the reason why the seeds take Kedusha Shviyos and the peels as well is either because they can be used for hasaka, to be burnt. They were used to start fires or to burn fires, or because they're roi l'maichel behema, because animals will eat them. So therefore, they fit into the category of what we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos. Mishnah continues, Tzaba Tzavei Aliatzmai. So what's the halach with Kedusha Shviyos? Someone who's a dyer, someone who dies, he's allowed to use Peiros Shviyos to dye things for himself. However, V'lo Yitzba B'Sachar, he can't go ahead and do business with them. He can't supply his dyeing business with Kedusha Shviyos. Why? She'ein Oysen Schar B'Peiros Shviyos. What in the halachas of Peiros Shviyos, of fruit that grow during the seventh year, is that you can't use them for business matters. As the pasuk says, they are there la'achla, to eat them, and we learn from there you're allowed to eat them, you're allowed to benefit from them, but you cannot do business with them. Doing business is not proper treatment of Peiros Shviyos. Now, once we mention that, we're going to mention a couple other things that as well have a halacha that you can't do schar with them, can't do business with them. The Mishnah continues. If you shein eisen chayr beperis shviyas v'loi b'bacharis, you can't use the bachar. Now the halacha of the bachar is, the bachar is kadosh. This is where the term comes, kadosh mirechem. It's kadosh. It is holy from the time that it's born, from the time it comes out of its mother. And the halacha is it needs to go to the kayin. Now, if it is a bechar without a baal mum, it has to be shechted on the mizbeach. If it's a bechar which has a mum, so it still is owned by the kayin, but it can be shechted wherever the kayin would like to shecht it. And not only that, anybody's allowed to eat it. It's not like a carbon which has to be consumed by kehanim. Since it has a mum, it can be shechted anywhere, and they would be allowed to eat. Anybody would be allowed to eat it. Now there are all kinds of discussions in the Gemara of what they would do to ensure that they weren't intentionally making mumen in it, because it's obviously much more convenient if a bechor has a mum. So they had to prevent kehanim from intentionally making mumen in them. But that's the halacha. Now v'leiba truma also that goes to the kohen v'leiba nevelus v'leiba treifus. You can't do business with truma. Can't do business with a nevel, with an animal that just died. V'leiba treifus, an animal which was hurt and then it died. V'lai, bashkatz and v'lebar muslim, can't do it with creepy crawly things and different types of bugs. Now, it's very important to know, the next mishnah is going to say this much clearer, but there's no isser hana. It doesn't say that these things are isser hana. It says you can't do business with them. The mishnah continues, v'lai yehei, lekeach yarkus sado meicha bashuk. You can't take vegetables from the field and sell them in the shuk. Again, that's not the proper way of treating Kedusha, pair with Kedusha Shviyos. Avahu laikate, he's allowed to pick them. Ubenoy meicha al yodai. And his son is allowed to sell them. Now, what it means here is that he picks them for his household use. And now, if he has something which is left over, he can go ahead and sell it. There's no issur to sell it, as long as he's not doing business with it. Lakach li'atzmei v'hoyser, he took it for himself, and he had leftovers, mutar l'machor, and he's allowed to sell it. Mishnah Dalet continues, lakach b'char, it's expanding on this halacha we just mentioned, Mishnah Gimel, lakach b'char l'mishtei b'nari l'rega. A person bought an animal which was a b'char, as we mentioned. The person could have bought it because it had a mum, so he bought it to serve at his son's chasana, either regular or for yomtiv. V'loy tzarachla, he didn't end up needing it, he had enough without it. Mutzer l'machra, he's allowed to sell it. And this is clear, the reason why he's allowed to sell it, because he's not doing business with it. This is not his business, this is not how he's supporting himself. He happens to have an extra animal in his house. It happens to be a bechor. He's allowed to sell. It's not asur ba'ana. Some say that he can't sell it for a profit. He's allowed to just sell it for the value that he paid for it. People whose job it is to go fishing, they capture birds or fish, whatever it is that they're capturing. Now what happens, they throw down a huge net into the water and they pick up all kinds of fish, and in that big net full of fish, he may have some fish which are minei tmeim. The halach is mutl lamachin, he's allowed to sell them. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only is it that it happens that if it happened to have been that he caught some fish or some chayers or some birds or some animals that were tummy with the rest of his catch, someone happened to have noticed, a regular person noticed that it was something along the way which wasn't kosher, he's allowed to pick it up and he's allowed to sell it, as long as that's not the way he is earning his living. Chacham disagree, they say no, it's only somebody whose job it is to go ahead and capture kosher fish, and it happens to be that he has some not kosher fish as well. Now there's all different opinions on how far this goes, but ultimately the Yerushalmi explains the reason why they allowed a person to sell not kosher fish, animals, and birds is because they have to pay a tax on their business. And sometimes the tax can be very taxing, and it could almost make it very impossible for them to make a living. So to ease the burden on these people, they allowed them to sell whatever came to their hands, not without telling them they have to throw it back into the water. But that would explain why the Chachamim say you can't just be a person who's picking it up along the way because you don't have that tax. And ultimately, that is what the discussion is, and just to the extent of how far they can go. Could someone whose job it is to catch fish, can he explicitly go catch fish he knows are not kosher? That's already a discussion in the Paiskim. The Rambam says one way in one place, another way in another place. That's not really our sugi for today. We'll stop here at the end of Mishnah Dal. We'll continue with Mishnah Hey, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow.